Blog Talk Radio.
See me through, leaving that face.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome to Join Team, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. So glad you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic that we will be talking about today. So let me get started. For me, honest a prayer. Thank you, Lord my God, that you grant me perfect peace for your children in this dark world today. Thank you that I may experience the inner peace because I trust in you. Thank you for this broadcast that will go over. Let your light shine every day. And God, we're giving you the praise. We're giving you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today our broadcast is entitled, Let Your Light Shine Every Day. You know, in our relationship with others, it's crucial to follow the example of the Master's display, his love and understanding in the way that you treat them and their problem, assuring them of your interest in them and your concern for their welfare. Let the love of Christ shine through you so that they may find his peace in you. In this way, you are following his command to be the light of the world. And you know, we have to let our light shine every day, not just sometime or when the preacher says something or somebody else says. We are supposed to let our light shine every day at home, in the workplace, in the synagogue, wherever we may be. You might be standing in the checkout line. That's a good example. Let your light shine. Might be somebody irritated in front of you, back and behind you, but speak a kind word to them. Tell them, like you get some cashiers, oh, look like they're so mean, like a junkyard dog, like they can eat iron. But just tell them, you know, it's a good day. It's a blessed day. God brought you through the night and brought you to your job. You know how many people looking for a job? And just speak nice to them. Let your light shine. You'd be surprised. You might end up with a friend for life. So we got to let our light shine every day, not just some days. You know, different people respond to other people approach in different ways. Some people respond favorable to a friendly approach, what I was just saying, while others respond better to a command rather than a request. In some cases, discipling causes fear, while in others, it brings about respect and efficiency. You know, not one, not even the most hardened person can resist friendly reassurance and indetermination. An overview of Jesus' life revealed that he was held in high esteem and treated respectfully by people, even by his worst enemies. Everything that he said and did was characterized by love. And that's what we have to do. We have to show love every day to our worst enemies, whoever they may be. We got to let our light shine every day. We have to be an example of Christ in us. We say Christ in us. Well, we got to show that. Nowhere in the scriptures that you read that Jesus walked around not let his light shine every day. Whether he was on the boat, he was walking on the seashore, he was in a town, even when they crucified him. He didn't look bad. He didn't talk bad. He said, God forgive them, but they know not what they do. So he wants us to let our light shine every day, whether you're on the telephone with a conversation and somebody call you with something negative. You turn that negative around into a positive. That's about when you get off the telephone, they're going to say, you know what they were saying was so true. Why am I walking around here all mad, all upset, all discombobulated? For what? For what reason? I'm the one hurting. Nobody else but me. So start letting your light shine, even if you got to give us some out of scripture that will help them in their way. While you're standing up somewhere, the Lord might will probably, two to one, speak to your mind and your heart and say, do this for them, do that for them, or tell them this, or tell them that. Let the Lord lead you. That means you got to have a relationship with God. You got to have that connection so you can hear what he is saying to you. That way you continue letting your light shine. Don't let anybody put a damper on you. And today our tag words we're using is light, shine, and Father. And Jesus our Christ is our Heavenly Father. You know, no one, even the most hardened person, can resist friendly reassurance. An overview of Jesus' life revealed that he was held in high esteem and treated respectful by people, even by his worst enemy. And I was just saying that. You know, the gospel show us that even when he firmly admonished people, he always spoke in a friendly and charming manner. Whatever he said was always to the advantage of the person he spoke to. That's what God wants us to do. And his words sprung from his deepest concern for their welfare. Even at the moment of his gruesome death on the cross, I just mentioned that, his love and reassurance conquered the hardest heart of the murderer and the Roman soldier. He could look at both of them when they one say, you know, if you, Jesus, why you don't come off the cross? The other one said, would you remember me in paradise? He had time to still show love and compassion on the cross. He was still in the midst of what he was going through, letting his light shine, even on the cross. And, you know, we have to have that relationship with others. It is so crucial. It is very crucial. And I'm going to go bring a few little things to you today. God said in the beginning, let there be light. And so there was light. So in the beginning, God created the light. So you know he wants us to let our light shine every day. And so, but equally important, God saw that the light was good. You'll find that in Genesis 1, 3, and 4. An evaluated statement, even in the area of science, light is special, serving as an amazing constant in a universe of fate, depending upon the constant speed of physical light. The light that was pronounced good in Genesis 1 and 4 was physical light, but it was also much more. God also created the moral realm of light and darkness. And in Hebrew, the verb or mean to be light or to become light. The high priest prayed in Numbers 6 and 25, implored, may the Lord make his face shine upon you. I know you've read that in your Bible if you haven't tore your pages out. And you know the noun or comes from the same root as the Hebrew word for shine. The light is always considered good. I'm just bringing you down to let your light shine today in all of its meaning on light and shine and Father. You know, there is a light of day, the light of the sun, the moon, stars, lighting a lamp, the light of the moral law of God to guide. You find it in Psalms 119 and 105, verse 105, and Proverbs 6 and 23. You know, the Lord is the light of his people. Psalm 27, 1 said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now, here they're speaking all through the scriptures about light. So I say today, let your light shine every day. Not some days. You don't have to hide it under a bushel, but let your light shine every day with each and every person you meet. You know, the Messiah, the Savior of mankind, is a light for the nation. You'll find that in Isaiah 42 and 6. The light of the Lord will one day eclipse the physical light of the universe among his people from all nations. You know, the book of Job used this word at least 21 times. Always, light is good and attached to life and hope. That's why I say, let your light shine every day. That means you can have life and hope for somebody you may meet today. If you don't leave home, someone may call you. And they come with some different things, and you can shed some light and hope in their life. Even physical light is seen representing life or the joy of life. The opposition of darkness and night, light takes on a deciding moral favor with Job. Light as the opposite of darkness is good. Darkness is evil. God speak and challenge Job or anyone to command and control the light as he does. In a figurative sense, the wicked who haunt the night are dispersed by the coming of light at dawn. You've seen that even some movies showing during the night that evil is everywhere. But when God starts bringing up that sunlight, and that sunlight starts shining on these evil things, which, you know, they have to run and hide, because just like what they used to say when we was coming, like with vampire, they can't take the light. So, see, if you're the light of the world, you can change your community if you're the light of the world. If you letting your light shine every day, you may change something at your workplace, something in an organization you're in. It's your light that shine, and have that beautiful smile while your light is shining. You know, light bring moral and ethical order to a world that falls in the base of sin and curious during the night. Death is assorted with the lack of light and the range of darkness. You'll find it in Job 10 and 22. Light is used in literary paralleling with life itself. Without light, there is no life, and a person in constant misery is said to be better off without light or life. You know, light signifies the insight and wisdom needed by kings to rule well. Without it, they are hopeless, confused. A king who rules in righteousness, however, is like the light or sunrise. You find 2 Samuel 23 and 4. Upon his people, only God himself know where the abode of light is. You'll find that in Job 38 and 19. You know, it's no wonder that the moral, ethical, and salvation understanding of light continue into the New Testament. Jesus, the light of every person, you find that John 1 and 4, is the light, John 8 and 12, of life, the true light. Those who put their trust in him also become sons of light. And walk in the light. See, the enemy don't want me to get this through today. Talking about the light. And walking in the light. Let the light shine every day upon you. Just hold on a minute. Let me get a little swallow of water and be right back. Praise the Lord. But see, I'm going to continue with the light. See, the enemy don't want my light to shine even on this broadcast today. But I know what Jesus is saying, and I want to let my light shine. So I'm going to give you some key verses that you all can go back and read for yourself. Genesis 1, 3, and 4. 2 Samuel 23 and 4. Job 3:16, 20, chapter 12 and 25, chapter 22, 28, chapter 24 and 13, and 16. Those talking about the light, what it stands for, what it means. Because when you think about what God have done for each and every one of you all that's listening on the broadcast today, and know that you in the light. Don't let anybody put you in darkness. Stay in the light. And you know, a little bit more on the light. You know, the light of creation is enjoyed by all living beings, especially human beings. But this light is only a picture of the real light of God. We cannot comprehend this light, for it is God himself. This is why Paul said that God dwells in light, unapproachable. You'll find that 1 Timothy 6 and 16. The psalmist said that the eternal God is clothed in light. Psalms 104 and 2. And John said that God is light. 1 John 1 and 5. Mortals would die instantly if they came into the very presence of the radiant of God. What did that tell you? That's some light. Like you see the sunlight and you got to shield your eyes because it's so bright. Oh, my, my. It would be like coming into direct contact with the sun. But there is good news. The Son of God brought this light to people in a way that they could receive God as light. The Son of God is the effulgence of God's glory. He is like the beam of the sun reaching earth and humanity. You'll find that in Hebrews 1 and 12. 1 and 2, I'm sorry. This is why John said, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. We're talking about the life, L-I-F-E. And then we are talking, speaking of in this verse, the light, L-I-G-H-T, of men. To experience God is to experience being illuminated, enlightened, and even exposed by Christ. As the psalmist say, in that light shall we see light. You'll find that in Psalms 36 and 9. We see God in all his goodness and righteousness, and we see ourselves with our faults and sin. You know, this is the normal experience of those who live in the light by having close fellowship with God. And miraculous, he loves us despite our faults. My. You know, that is something. I'm going to give you these scriptures again, John 1, 4 and 5, 1 Timothy 6 and 16, and 1 John 1 and 5. You know, the first is that God has been light forever. He has always lived in unapproachable light. The second is that the Son of God, the co-eternal being, have also been light forever. He has always been the bright effulgentness of God's glory. The third aspect is that which is spoken of in the first line, the light that God created on the first day of creation, offspring of heaven's firstborn. You'll find that Genesis 1 and 3. Today we are talking about letting your light shine every day. No matter where you're going, who you're seeing, we have to let our light shine because we know God is light. And as I went further on that checking about the light, the shine, and our Father, I read upon light from heaven, coming from Acts, the 22nd chapter and the 6th verse. Now it happened as I journeyed and came near Damascus at noon, sudden a great light from heaven shone around me. Acts 26 and 13 said, at midday, O king, along the road, I saw a light from heaven brighter than the sun. I was just saying that. Shining around me and those who journey with me. Don't you know? God was seeing you somewhere, and you're feeling afraid, but God will have that light around you and with you. And when people see you and you open your mouth and go to talking, and you've heard some people tell some of you all that's on the line or might be listening in the archives later, oh, you have such a glow about you because the light is on you. God have that eternal, that wonderful light on you, that's shining. You don't have to have all the makeup and everything for God to illuminate the light and the life that you're living, that your light will shine every day where you go. And I thought about Psalms 119 and 5. It's 105, it says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Think about that. Here God gonna light, have light to govern your day. He started your day right now. Whether you went outside or not, if you went to your window in your house anywhere and looked out or opened your door, front or back, you seen the light. You seen the vivid of God's creation, letting you know he was shining on you. Even before you left home, even before you picked up your phone or came to this broadcast, God was shining on you. When he woke you up this morning, he let your light shine this morning. Just really getting up and saying, good morning, Lord. I thank you for today, Lord. I thank you that my light going to shine today. No matter what come up in my way, I'm going to let my light shine today. And you know, he had to put the light on the nation. Even with the hurricanes and storms going through right now, headed to Georgia and North Carolina, God have it strategically around the world. The light is shining. It's not dark around the world. Light is shining. And you know, the light of life, to bring back here from Job. He was talking about 33 and 32, bring back his soul from the pits that he may be enlightened with the light of life. That means God giving you that light. John 8 and 12 say, he who follow me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. That means if you're following Jesus, he's going to put the light on you. That light going to shine so bright on you. People going to say, oh, wait. Well, say, what's wrong? I say, girl, you got light on you. What's going on with you? What's going on? Major light bulb have went on your head. And over in John 11 and 19, the light of the world. You know, you've read that. If anyone walk in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. And you know, the Lord will have the light of your countenance. Psalms 4 and 6, Lord, light up the light of your countenance upon us. But it was your right hand, your all of your countenance, because you favored them. You know, we could go on and on talking about the light, the shine, even when it's shining in the darkness. And the light shined in the dark, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Here, the light was so bright, it couldn't even comprehend the darkness. So whatever going on in your life right now, let God shine in your life today. He will do exactly what you need to do or what you want him to do. Let it shine. Don't be afraid to let the light shine today in your life, because God wants to be in your life. And in my closing today, light is constantly used as a frigate of holiness and purity. Light also as mighty naturally be expected is frequently used for spiritual illumination, especially that illumination which is effected in the soul by the indwelling spirit of God. And as I said earlier, the Lord is my light and my salvation. And light is soul for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. And in my closing, the word of God is compared to a light. This figure is also applied to the heavenly state. Finally, the figure is applied to Christians in general and to holy men and women as John the Baptist. So when you think about that light, let your light so shine today where all men and women, boys and girls, may see what God is doing for you. By your light shining, it may be some child out there going the wrong direction. But when you go to talking to them and they see, they say, it's something different about you. I can't put my finger on it, but you just look so bright, bright, bright. Or it hurt my eyes to look at because God is conveying a message from you to them where he letting your light shine that can shine in their life. So today, I want to thank everyone that came to the broadcast today on Let Your Light So Shine every day. And do come back next week for another exciting topic that the Lord will give me. And as my little cliche, it's not in the Bible. That's why I always tell you, don't look in the Bible for it. If I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you. I love each and every one of you that came on the broadcast this morning. You may not have said anything. You was writing scriptures down. You was listening to Let Your Light Shine today. And until next week, I want each one of you all to be blessed. I love you. Anytime you want to get in touch with Overseer City Elliott, just give me a call, 832-865-8438. I'll be willing and able and letting my light shine to hear from each and every one of you. And until next Wednesday at 10 o'clock, I want you all to have a wonderful week that God has before you. So start today. Start, if you haven't been doing it, start today letting your light shine. And until next week, be blessed. Bye-bye.